Today we're building a mid-bass idea for old-school jungle and DNB vibes in Ableton Live 12, using a break lab style approach. The big idea here is simple. The break leads, and the bass responds. That's the mindset that makes DNB feel alive. The drums are not just a beat in the background. They're part of the conversation. And the bass line is what gives that conversation tension, attitude, and personality. So in this lesson, we're going to start with the chopped break, add a clean sub, design a gritty mid-bass, then turn the whole thing into a real 8-bar drop that feels arranged, not just looped. Let's get into it. First, open a fresh Ableton Live 12 set and set your tempo somewhere in the DNB range, around 170 to 174 BPM. A really nice starting point for that old-school jungle feel is 172 BPM. Create a few tracks straight away. Label them drum break, sub bass, mid bass, and maybe FX or Atmos if you want a little extra space and movement later. If you like, you can also add a reference track. That's helpful if you want to compare your groove to a tune you already know sounds right. The reason we separate the low end early is because DNB gets messy fast if everything is living in the same frequency space. If your sub and your mid bass are on different tracks, you can control them properly. That alone makes your mix decisions much easier. Now, drag in a break sample if you already have one. If not, choose a classic style break with a clear kick, snare, and hat pattern. You want something with enough detail to chop and rearrange. A break that already sounds too polished can be harder to reshape into that raw jungle feel. Set your grid to 1/16 and loop 2 bars. We're keeping it small on purpose. In DNB, the magic often starts in a 2-bar loop. That's enough space to find a groove without getting lost in arrangement too early. Now build the break first, because in this style the bass should answer the drums, not fight them. Slice the break at the transients, or manually cut around the main kick and snare hits. Don't go crazy yet. Keep the main snare obvious. That's your anchor. Then move a couple of pieces slightly off the grid to add bounce. A tiny nudge here and there can make the break feel way more human and way more alive. A good beginner rule is this. Make the groove clear first, and only then start adding little details. You can add one or two ghost hits before or after the snare, maybe a little snare drag or a hat stutter at the end of bar two. That's enough to start creating motion. If the break needs tighter timing, you can warp it or use simpler in slice mode. Either way works. The goal is not technical complexity. The goal is a break that has a strong one-bar identity and a little variation in the second bar. That's important because in jungle and old-school DNB, the break is not just percussion, it's part of the musical personality. If the break has energy, the bass can feel more powerful without having to do as much. Now let's build the sub. Create a MIDI track and load operator. Use a sine wave for oscillator A. Keep it simple. Turn off anything you don't need. The sub should be mono, clean, and stable. Set the envelope with a short attack and a moderate release. Keep the volume under control. You want the sub to support the groove, not overpower it. Write a very simple MIDI pattern. Just 2 to 4 notes in the loop is totally fine. Use longer notes and leave space. The sub should hold things down, not chatter all over the place. A good DNB habit is to let the mid-bass do the talking and let the sub just glue the bottom together. So if you're unsure, go simpler, not busier. In this style, space is part of the groove. Now create your mid-bass on a separate MIDI track. For this, Waveedable is a great beginner-friendly choice, although Operator can also work if you want a rougher, more direct tone. Start with something saw-like or a basic analog-style Waveedable. Don't overdo the width. A little is fine, but we're not going for giant glossy trance bass here. We want something a bit rude, a bit gritty, and very DNB. Then shape it with a simple effects chain. A nice starting chain is saturator, then auto filter, then EQ8. You can also add chorus ensemble or frequency shifter if you want some subtle movement. Try a saturator drive of around 2 to 6 dB to start. If you want it rougher, push it a bit more, but be careful. The goal is harmonics and character, not just distortion for the sake of it. Use auto filter to control the brightness. Start with a cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz depending on how dark you want the sound. If the bass feels boxy or muddy, use EQ8 to clean up some low mid buildup around 200 to 400 Hz. The key thing here is that the mid bass should live mainly in the low mid and mid range. Let the sub own the bottom end. That separation is one of the most important things in DNB sound design. Now comes the musical part. Write the bass rhythm like it's answering the break. This is where the track starts to feel like a tune instead of just a loop. Put the bass notes into a 2-bar pattern and place them where the drums leave space. Think call and response. If the snare hits hard on beats 2 and 4, then your bass should avoid stepping on those moments too much. Instead, play short stabs in the gaps before or after the snare, or hold a note into the next beat to create tension. A really useful beginner approach is this. In bar 1, make one clear bass statement. In bar 2, answer it with a small variation. That's already enough to create a phrase. For example, you might put a bass hit on beat 1, then another short hit after the snare, then maybe a longer note toward the end of the bar. In the next bar, keep the basic idea but change one detail. That could be a different note length, a slightly different rhythm, or one extra pickup note at the end. And here's a really important coaching point. Think in phrases, not loops. Even a two-bar idea should have a statement and a reply. That's what makes it feel musical. If the groove feels stiff, try moving one or two bass notes slightly early or slightly late. Just a little. Not everything. Tiny timing changes can add a huge amount of swing. Jungle and old school DNB often have that slightly unstable human feel, and part of that comes from micro timing. Also, keep checking your pattern with the drum soloed and then with the bass soloed. If the drums work on their own and the bass works on its own, they usually work together much better too. That's a great beginner habit. Once the core pattern feels good, add movement with automation instead of just adding more notes. This is where a lot of people overcomplicate things. In DNB, controlled movement usually sounds better than constant movement. You don't need the bass to change every beat. You just need it to evolve at the right moments. Try automating the auto-filter cutoff so it opens a little in the second half of bar 2. Or automate the saturator drive so the bass gets slightly more aggressive before the drop or before a switch-up. You could also shift the wave eatable position a bit if you want subtle tonal movement. A nice range for filter movement might be opening from around 300 Hz to 1.5 kHz. For drive automation, even 1 to 3 dB can make a noticeable difference without ruining the groove. Now let's tighten the low-end relationship between drums and bass. Group your break elements into a drum bus, and group your sub and mid bass into a bass bus. Use utility to check mono on the low end. Keep the sub centered, always, on the bass bus. You can add a gentle EQ8 cut if the bass is masking the break, and maybe a very light glue compressor if needed. We're talking subtle. A little gain reduction, not heavy squashing. On the drum bus can add some nice punch and saturation, but don't crush the transients. You want the snare and hats to stay crisp enough to drive the groove. At this point, ask yourself a simple question. Does the track feel weak because the sound isn't big enough or because the notes are not placed well? A lot of the time, the answer is the notes. If the break is too busy or the bass is stepping on the snare, making it louder won't fix the problem. Now let's turn the loop into a reedle section. Take your two-bar idea and expand it into an eight-bar drop. That's the first reedle arrangement move. For bars 1 and 2, keep the main groove. In bars 3 and 4, add a little variation, maybe a break edit or a slightly different bass note. In bars 5 and 6, drop out one bass hit or remove a note to create tension. Then in bars 7 and 8, bring the main idea back with a stronger ending or a small fill. That gives the section shape. It stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a track. For a jungle or old school vibe, a small break chop fill at the end of bar 4 works really well. You could also remove the bass for the first half of bar 5, then bring it back with more drive or a more open filter. That kind of contrast is super effective. If you want, imagine the arrangement like this. Intro, then filter tease, then the full drop, then a switch up, then another drop variation, then an outro with less bass. That's useful for DJ-friendly structure, because strong 4-bar and 8-bar phrasing makes the tune easy to mix. Now for a really useful DNB technique, resample the mid bass. Once you've got a bass sound you like, record it to audio. Then chop the best hits, maybe reverse one tail, maybe pitch one hit slightly, and use those audio pieces as fills or transitions. Resampling is powerful because it helps you commit. Instead of endlessly tweaking a synth patch, you turn the sound into something you can edit like audio. That often gives the bass more attitude and makes your decisions faster. You can layer a resampled hit under the original bass, or use one distorted audio chop right before a new section hits. Just keep it tasteful. We want grime and character, not clutter. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the bassline too busy. If the groove stops breathing, the whole thing loses power. Don't let the mid bass own the sub frequencies. Keep the sub simple and mono. Don't make the sub wide. Don't ignore the break's rhythm. The bass should be written after the drums, not before them. And don't over-distort everything. A little grit on the mid layer is usually better than destroying the whole mix. Also, make sure you check your idea in mono and on small speakers. If the bass disappears or gets muddy, it needs fixing. The groove should still work even without fancy stereo tricks. Here are a few pro moves you can keep in your pocket. Use slight filter movement on the mid bass to create pressure. Add drum bus slightly on the break bus for punch. Try a tiny bit of frequency shifting on the mid layer if you want a cold, metallic edge. Use ghost notes in the break to trigger bass accents. That locked-in feel is very classic D&B. And if you want more menace, sometimes making the bass line less melodic and more rhythmic is the answer. Short notes, gaps, and repetition can sound darker than a more complex melody. One more thing, save versions often. D&B bass ideas can disappear fast when you keep tweaking the sound instead of committing to the groove. So capture the idea when it's good.